I'll call this meeting to order of the liquor hearings officer meeting of Wednesday, January 23rd, 2018. It's about 1:30 p.m. at the community development offices. Just because our applicant is here, I'm going to take the public hearing items out of order. We do D2 first, and then we'll come back to D2. I'll note the applicant to D2 is here, Thomas Duncan. Nobody else at this point in the meeting. We usually ask if there's any public comment besides the applicants. I'll just note that there's only the applicants here today. So I'll move on to the public hearing items and take item D2 for possible action to approve a liquor license for TD's Golf at Eagle Valley LLC, doing business as Eagle Valley Golf Course, with Thomas Duncan as the liquor manager, located at 399 Centennial Park Drive. This is the liquor license for Eagle Valley Golf Course. Let's start with Mariah, give an overview of this application, please.
The applicant is taking over management of Eagle Valley Golf Course. Thomas Duncan is the liquor manager. He's seeking a liquor license for the dining room with hard liquor, and later in the summer they'll be doing the cart with hard liquor. The staff solicited input from the health and sheriff's office. The health department reviewed the application and everything came back satisfactory. The sheriff's office also found no disqualifying events in the last 5 years. So the staff is recommending approval subject to the signed affidavit that I will give you after the meeting and completion of the server training course.
Okay. So what type of liquor license are there? It's for the dining room, and then do they need a different one?
It'll
for
the
golf
same.
Course sales, the same license. Okay, good. Applicants is here. Hi. Tom, do you want anything else you want to add to that?
No, we just thank you all for the opportunity to get started on this and appreciate the timely manner that everything's happened with, and we're excited about getting it open and get going.
Okay. Are there any? Yeah. Are there conditions to the?
No conditions.
Sign the affidavit. So the affidavit. Yeah. There's an affidavit that you'll have to regarding server training course, and there's a requirement for server training for those serving alcohol, right? So. One of the things I pass on from the Board of Supervisors is just taking from what they used to do. They take serving to minors very seriously,
right.
So I point that out to all the applicants coming through. If you get violations based on sheriff sting operations for selling to minors, you end up back here before me, and we don't want that to happen. So I just want to note that server training is important, obviously, so that should be passed on to all your servers through
Very
the training
important.
Courses.
We agree.
Yeah, thank you. Is there any other comment on this application? Seeing none, I will approve the liquor license for TD Golf at Eagle Valley, liquor license number 18-32380, as published on the agenda with the condition in the staff report. And I think should they stick around for the
Jason's gonna notarize it.
So in just a couple of minutes, she'll have the affidavit for you to sign. Take
final license.
Okay, next item. Yeah.
We're done?
Yeah,
yes.
You're done.
Okay.
You're done. Go with Lena? Yeah, Lena will help you.
Sure.
Thanks, Lena. Okay, we'll move back to item D1 on the public hearing for action to approve a liquor license for Navgur Incorporated, DBA Vino's Pizza. With Surjeet Soha?
Surjeet Soha.
Thank you. How are you today?
Very good. How are you?
Okay. As the liquor manager located at 3228 North Carson Street, I understand this is the former
Brugos
site?
Brugos, yes.
I'll come back to you in a second.
Sure.
Let me have Mariah give a little overview of this application.
So Surjeet Soha is the applicant. He's purchasing the existing restaurant formerly known as Brugos Pizza. This liquor license for Brugos is non-transferable. So Sergi Sohal will be the liquor manager. He's seeking a liquor license for a dining room with beer and wine only. The staff solicited input from the health and sheriff's office. The health department reviewed the application. Everything came back satisfactory. The sheriff's office also found no disqualifying events in the last 5 years. So the staff is recommending approval subject to the signed affidavit and completion of the server training course.
Great. Have you seen the conditions and understand the
yes.
conditions for server training?
Right.
Okay. You heard me before give the speech about serving to minors, so just I'll note that for the record. Is there anything else you'd like to tell us about it?
No, just, you know, I would like to be, you know, get that opportunity to have my, under my, you know, business license liquor,
sure.
So, you know, could start my operation.
So, not part of the liquor license hearing, but what's your plan for the food, and are you gonna?
We keep it the same. We keep the same, yeah. Just doing better than what they had done it before.
Okay. Yeah. So, are you still gonna do the takeout and?
We have a takeout,
there,
take and bake, yeah, and then deliveries also. I added the delivery more into
yeah.
it.
Okay.
And just word of mouth, I'm start picking up a little bit of business.
Did you bring any menus today?
Mine, not yet.
Okay.
I know. Of course, yeah. I will bring it to you guys.
Yeah.
All your lunch.
Drop some menus off. All right.
Yeah.
So there's nobody here from the public, no other comments. Is there anything else anybody needs to add for this liquor license? Okay. With that, I'll approve liquor license for Vino's Pizza, license number 1832376, with Surjeet Sohal as liquor manager, as published on the agenda with the conditions of approval as recommended by staff. Okay. And there's no other public here, so I'll adjourn the meeting. Meeting is adjourned.